First of all, welcome back to everybody. The other 100 people hopefully will come next week if you encourage them. The first amid of the second parak of Kedushin is the sugi of Shlichus. But Agav, it mentions one of the most famous Gemaras, the Gemara that says Rava Malach Shibuta, it says Rava of Nachman, the others are prepared for Shabbos on their own. And it's a very nice Gemara. It says the God Ladar sits and he prepares the fish for Shabbos. It's a very sweet Gemara. The problem is that Mitzad HaHalacha, there's a major problem with the Gemara. And that is that the Halacha is that Yinam Avatal Talmud Torah for a mitzvah that's Efshay Yedei Acherim. And Yinam Avatal learning to do a mitzvah that somebody else could do. So, salting fish, somebody else could salt the fish. First of all, Pashtus, it's only a Hechsher mitzvah. Salting fish is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is enjoying Einik Shabbos. So why is preparing for Shabbos, why is that a mitzvah b'chlal? And second of all, it's a mitzvah shai efshar ayidei acherim. This is the problem with this Gemara. The Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion actually deals with it. This is brought in Siman Reish Nun. I don't know why the Mechaber says you try to prepare something personally. Rav Chista used to cut up the salads. Rabbi Rav Yosef used to chop up the wood. Rav Zera used to light the lights in the room. Maybe, okay, one second. Rav Nachman Haya Misakan Habayis, Umachnas Hakelim, he used to take care of the household chores. Now, why the Mechaber brings the Yerushalmi's, Rav Chista did this, why doesn't it bring the Bavli of Rav Malach Shibuta? So that, I don't know why. That's a stam. What?
It's only if you don't go back to
it. What?
The mitzvah is not people going back to it. You can go back to learning.
No, it's not true. A mitzvah that's Efshay De'echerim, you're not Mevatel in the first place. You're not mitzvah to shake a lulav because you have to shake the lulav. But you're not about to mitzvah to do a mitzvah shafi yedei
acher.
Okay. Well, anyway, the Shaar HaTzion is the kasha. The Shaar HaTzion says, lo shayach b'zeh aloyim a mitzvah shiuchal as dei acherim ein mevatel talmud Torah. He says, what about the rule that you're not mevatel talmud Torah? So he says, yesh loimer, Dafka mitzvah she'emu telas ala guf. That's him, it's not a mitzvah she'begufay. Kagayin, leilach ligmo chesed. To go do someone a chesed, someone else could do it. So you don't go to, you're not mevatel talmud Torah. Mashenkin b'zeh, she'kovid Shabbos mutelas al gufay. Mitzvah yesem mishlucha. He says a chiddush that preparing for kovid Shabbos is a mitzvah she'begufay. Where do you get that from? It's a mitzvah she'begufay to prepare for Shabbos. I want to share with you two hesberim in this idea that it's a mitzvah shebegufay, preparation for Shabbos, sedava chiddush. So the Netziv has one biur, and the Brisker Rav has a totally different biur, totally opposite ways of looking at it. Netziv in Hamak Shaila says that preparing for a mitzvah, you don't have to prepare for a mitzvah. People don't go and pick the esrog off the tree or cut the shayfer off the animal. We let other people do it. Why, when it comes to baking matzahs, people go? Shulchan Aruch says the Rosh went personally to help bake matzahs. Why is baking matzahs different than cutting the hadassah with our rabbis off the tree? Baking matzahs is not a mitzvah say. You have to have matzahs so you bake matzahs. So the Tziv says that any mitzvah where the hachana is a pasuk in the Torah, is a beferish a pasuk, there it's a mitzvah to do it yourself. By matzis it says tishmeru, matzis tishmeru, chag matzis tishmeru. Chazal learned from here that the matzah shal mitzvah you should bake with a shmira that it doesn't become chametz. So since it's a beferish a pasuk, something that's a hachana for a mitzvah, that's a pasuk that you should do. What's the pasuk by preparing for Shabbos? Bichinu asashi avil. Since it's a beferish a pasuk, a hachana, that's a pasuk that you're supposed to do personally. That's the klal of the Netzivit Fitz. I once mentioned that there's a concept of the Ritva, mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra, that even when it's not an obligation, it's a mitzvah to be mekayim the pashtos of the pasuk. He said it by chalitza, the cholitz naloi, that should be his shoe. The Gemara says it doesn't have to be his shoe, it just has to fit his foot. Nevertheless, a mitzvah to be mekayim pashtei dekra, and he's kind of the shoe by chalitza. So this is Nitziv. Nitziv holds preparing for Shabbos is only a hachana for a mitzvah, not like the Mishnah Berurah. If this is only a hachana for a mitzvah, you wouldn't be obligated, but a davar ha-mefurish b'kra, v'chinu asah she'aviyu. So that's what, that's the way to do it. This is Nitziv's rule. It doesn't answer that. I think why it brings this Yerushalmi instead of the Bavli, I don't know. The Brisker Rav is quoted in a few places. There's a Sefer Likra Shabbos. The Hakdama brings this Brisker Rav, and it was picked up in the Tal Yairais, who brings it. The Brisker Rav says the following. Brisker Rav is not going like the Nitziv. Nitziv says it's a Hakhana. The Brisker Rav Nemzon, like it says in Mishnah Berura and the Shulchan Aruch Rav as well, that Hakhana for Shabbos is a mitzvah be'etzem. A mitzvah shebegufa. You have to do something to prepare for Shabbos. In my house, my job, I open the soda bottles before Shabbos. A major contribution to the household. But that's my job, and that's good enough. I don't have to actually taste it, but that's my job in the house. I set up the candles too, but usually I don't do that Erev Shabbos. I do it in advance. So that's my Erev Shabbos job, which I remember almost all the time. And that's my hachana, mitzvah shebegufa. The Brisker Rav says there are two parshiyos of Shabbos before Matan Torah. Everyone knows Shabbos was given at Mara. So everyone knows it was given at Mara. But actually there's another parsha. In Parshas Hamon, where the Mon is given, there the Torah mentions Shmir Shabbos as well. It says there, Vechinu Asher Sheyaviyu, that they should prepare that which is brought. It says, "Ru'u ki Hashem nosel lechem es haShabbos, al kein hu nosel lechem b'yayim haShishi lechem yayimayim." The Brisker Rav says Shabbos has a Shabbos mitzvah and a Friday mitzvah. It's not a Shabbos mitzvah; it's a Friday mitzvah. B'yayim haShishi, there's a mitzvah on Friday, ve'chinu asah she'aviyu, to do some sort of maisa of preparation for Shabbos. And therefore, it's a mitzvah shebegufay. Now, the Brisker Rav says this separately in the Grach al Hashas about candle lighting. The mitzvah of lighting Neir Shabbos, the Brisker Rav says, it's a Beis Halevi as well, there are two mitzvahs in candle lighting. It's a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos and Kovid Shabbos. He proves it. The Rambam brings Hadlokas Neiris twice. Once in the mitzvahs of Einik Shabbos, and once in the mitzvahs of Kavod Shabbos. What does that mean? Einik Shabbos is you should have light in the house. For that, you don't have to light it. A guy could light it. Or if you lit the lights Thursday and it's still burning on Shabbos, it's also good. As Einik Shabbos, you have to have light on Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos means that as Shabbos approaches, you prepare for Shabbos. It's the end of Kavod Shabbos. That's why if you make early Shabbos, people don't realize you have to be careful. Your wife has to. You can only make a bracha on Hadlokas Neiris after plag. Like here in Shul, the first minyan for Mincha is before plag. If a woman was to light when her husband set out to shul for the early minyan, she's not allowed to make a bracha. He's not even mekayim the mitzvah of hadlokas neir Shabbos. It's before this man. The ladies have a minig; they wait till the last minute anyway. Mistam outs the schumra, but kavod Shabbos means as Shabbos is coming, you prepare for Shabbos. As Shabbos is arriving, you prepare for Shabbos. And Brisker Rav says that mitzvah is from the parsha Saman. You don't fight kavod tzitzis. Kavod tefillin, kavod. You don't find a mitzvah of kavod for something. You find it dafka by Shabbos because of this pasuk of Vechinu Asher Sheyaviyu, And he goes through a lot of the different parts of davening. For example, we say Yismuhu v'machuscha, Shomrei Shabbos v'kayrei yayne. So he says Shomrei Shabbos is the laven of Shabbos, and v'kayrei yayne is the mitzvah saseh of Shabbos. Am mikatshei shvi. What's am mikatshei shvi? He says the am that prepares for Shabbos, mikatshei shvi, the mikadish, the seventh day. As the seventh day approaches, that is a to be mekadesh to Shabbos. So the idea of hachana erev Shabbos being a mitzvah shebegufay, he says, comes from that, from the parshas Amon. He says that's taich v'shomru v'nei Yisrael ha'Shabbos lasay says ha'Shabbos. A lot of mafarshim struggle v'shomru v'nei Yisrael ha'Shabbos. What do you mean lasay says ha'Shabbos? To make the Shabbos. What do you mean to make the Shabbos? Again, the Brisker of Taiches, Lase says Shabbos means to prepare, to make Shabbos. We call that in English, say, oh, you're making Shabbos? Making Shabbos means there's a Friday mitzvah of being Mechen L'Shabbos. This explains, one of the many things that it explains, is why an Ovel, on Erev Shabbos, is allowed to put on shoes or bathe himself in preparation for Shabbos. Now, they listen on Shabbos. What's the heter an hour before Shabbos, even 20 minutes before Shabbos? What's the heter for an Ovel that he gets up, he sends a chair, he puts on shoes? What's the heter to do it on Friday? Avela says on Shabbos. Just like Motzah Shabbos. The Ovel waits till after Shabbos and he takes his Shabbos off. He takes off his shoes right away after Shabbos is over. So going into Shabbos should be the same thing. The answer is that there's a Shabbos mitzvah and there's a Friday mitzvah. Friday, the mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos. So we tell people whatever time you need to prepare for Shabbos, the avelus ends, and a person can prepare for Shabbos. It says in halacha not to take a haircut or cut your nails on Thursday. We do it early in the week, so we may let you do whenever you do it. But it says dafka not to take a haircut or cut your nails on Thursday. Because it's part of the mitzvah of Hachana L'Shabbos. You should do it on Friday. Alright, if your nails are long on Tuesday, you can cut your nails. But to do it dafka on a Thursday, where it's just missing the mitzvah of Hachana L'Shabbos, so that we don't do. So al kaponim, this is the two biurim in this chiddush of a Gemara, that mevatlan Talmud Torah to do Hachanas for Shabbos, and a person should do achanis. It's funny, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the idea of Tayameh Achayim Zachu, of tasting the Shabbos food. It doesn't seem to miss a teach on Thursday night, though, because the Hachanovitz is only Friday. I have to say, Issa teed it on Thursday, because should be here on Friday. Tayameh Achayim Zachu, it says in the Ramah, in the Samaritan Aleph, to taste the foods of Shabbos before Shabbos. Also type, I guess, a Hachanah for Shabbos. They have a line from the Rabbi Yonason Eibshitz. There are a lot of stories about him as a boy. He was a very sharp boy. So one day they caught him stealing a big piece of fish from the Shabbos food and eating it. So his father called him to the carpet. He says, "Well, why are you eating the Shabbos food?" He told him, "Tayameh Chaim Zachu." He says, "Tayameh means you taste it. Oh, you take a big piece like that." He says, "What do you mean?" It says, "Tayameh Chaim Zachu." "V'kam oyavim devoreh gedula b'charu." If you like it, you take a big piece. So he took a big piece. Eshiya, it's a Friday mitzvah, the Friday mitzvah of Hachana. According to the Netziv, it's a Hachana la mitzvah. According to the Brisker Rav, the Mishnah Berurah says, a mitzvah shebegufay, a pella. Preparing for Shabbos, a mitzvah shebegufay. So you have to remember on Erev Shabbos to either help out in the house or open the soda bottles or at least eat a piece of fish on Erev Shabbos. A good Shabbos, everybody.